This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, America? Kevin Jackson here. Hey, I found out something interesting. I found out that a movie called Arizona is going to be shot in New Mexico, and I thought to myself, this is exactly what Hollywood's problem is. Why can't they shoot the movie called Arizona in Arizona? Why? It's probably a boycott of former Governor Jan Brewer or something. Arizona's where they don't allow illegals to just come in and kill citizens of America. We're going to do this in New Mexico. I don't know why, but I'm thinking Arizona ought to sue whoever's making a movie, or sue New Mexico. There's a lawsuit here. How are you going to make a film? Hey, Arizona, filmed in New Mexico. You know, I guess, you know, for all intents and purposes, you can't make a film called Jupiter and film it where? Where are you going to film it? You can't film it in Jupiter. But there's nobody to complain in Jupiter, right? Anyway, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. Or if you want to contact me directly, 844-551-8255. And if you don't get the show, because I don't know what time market you're in, then just leave a message. We love hearing from you. And that's all I got to say. So, California is, we've been dealing with this climate farce. Global climate farce now for decades. The left has sucked more money out of us in the crazy schemes that they've put into play. And California is no, I'm just telling you, what's about to happen there should have Californians' heads spinning. Get this, you're not going to believe this. The California Senate Majority Leader, a guy named Kevin De Leon, has introduced a new bill that would mandate that California get all of its electricity from renewable sources by 2045. All. 2045. We're talking less than 30 years. In fact, 28 years. This replaces the law that was passed in 2016 that dictated renewable energy be 50% of all electricity produced by 2030. Now, that's a lot. We're talking 13 years. They got to be getting half their energy from that. Now, let me tell you why it's an impossibility. We've explained it before, but it is impossible for that to happen. Because the renewable energy sources currently employed, and I don't think it's going to change in a decade, must have as a backup the present grid of energy, meaning mostly coal or nuclear is backing you up. There's some hydro, but not a ton. So you've got all these other sources of energy that have to back up the grid because these wind farms, go buy a wind farm and you know what you'll find? You'll find a big percentage of the windmills that aren't even blowing. And of the ones that are, they cannot produce enough electricity to sustain most neighborhoods, most towns and municipalities. So you've always got to have the grid on standby. So if California thinks by the year 2045, I'm going to make you a bet. I don't know that I'll be around, but I'll make you a bet. They will not be sustaining their energy by 2045, 100%. It just isn't going to happen. But believe in the impossibility is what the government is doing because they are run by morons. Oh, my gosh. They say the bill moves that requirement up to 2025, which is the 50% mark. It was at 2030. Now they've got to be at 50% by 2025. So that's a mere 8 years from now. They've got to be getting half their energy from that. Now what I want to understand is, when they don't achieve it, what's going to happen? You Californians, I don't get you. You watch these people do insane things to you and you do nothing. There's no fight back. There's no pushback. It's a land of zombies. And I'm not, you know, we use that word as if, you know, it's become sort of a cliche, but I'm telling you, I really do feel like in California, you've got to be a zombie to live there to believe the nonsense that they're talking about. We're a sanctuary state. Okay, so you bring these people, who's going to pay for this nonsense? I'm telling you, as an American citizen, I'm sick of watching tax dollars from the country that are positive, go to fund California's nonsense, and they think it's working because they continue to do what they do. Let me give you an example of nonsense happening right now in St. Louis. So glad I'm getting out of here. the new mayor has decided that trash collection needs to go up roughly $20 a month per household. Arbitrarily. Where'd they come up with a number? I don't know. Trash collection is, I don't know what it cost me because I guess it was part of whatever it was, but it's 20. It couldn't be, I don't know if it's 20 bucks a month for me now, but I don't throw away enough trash to be charged $20. So, but let's say that I do. I don't know the number. So if my trash collection was $100 and they went to 20 bucks, they went up 20% in 1 month. I mean, in one fell swoop, boom, it's 20% more. Am I getting 20% better trash collection? If it's 40 bucks, you get where I'm going. The lower it costs to get this trash, the bigger that $20 is. And it just came in one fell swoop. So think about it this way. I don't know how many houses are in St. Louis, but let's say there's 200,000 houses. So the city is now going to collect $4 million more. Well, there's probably 100,000 houses in Pop City of St. Louis. But the city is going to collect $2 million a month more in waste management than it had before, arbitrarily. And what can I do? Can I go complain? I can complain. You think it's going to do anything? No, it's been done. The mayor's done it. Boop, boop, boop. That's it. And they wonder why we can't stand them. They don't give you a rationalization. They don't say, well, trash collection has been a deficit thing and it's costing us $500,000 more per month. Okay, I can do the math on it. Give me the math. I want to know why you're charging this. Well, because here's what they'll tell me. Well, Kevin, there's going to be a $1 million surplus every month, but it'll go towards the schools. That's what they always say. It'll go to the schools. What if I don't want it to go to the schools? I think the schools suck. What if I wanted to go to, I don't know, strip clubs? Well, might as well. It's essentially throwing the money away. Anyway, California's mandating this, and here's what they say. Wind farms must commit 25% of their acreage to windmills. They say all apartment buildings with more than 4 units must install solar plant panels by 2025. All commercial office buildings must do the same. These are the details buried in this bill in California that is forcing green energy onto its residents as well as its businesses, including landowners that I guess where these wind farms are. It's ridiculous. They said, one Democratic member of the Senate said, we cannot wait any longer to save the planet. Well, California is going to do it. Good for you guys. You people out there, if you accept this nonsense, you're crazy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. You can give us a call at 844-551-8255. So I was talking about California. Governor Moonbeam has now mandated all this green energy crap. And let me tell you what happens with this green energy stuff. So it, for all the people that, if you've done anything with solar, you know what I'm talking about. So you put a solar panel on your house, and then you find out, crap, number one, it's not generating a whole lot of electricity, and number two, it's leaking. You got a leak in your roof. And so you got to call a roofer, and he comes up and he says, well, yeah, your solar panel is leaking. And you go, oh, that's what I thought. And so then you call, the roofer goes, I can fix it, but he goes, I'm not, you know, it's still going to be, it could present another problem, and I don't want to warranty because your solar panel, you might want to call your solar panel guy first because he really should be under warranty. So you call him, he goes, yeah, we had a problem with this. So my point is, you're cycling, you're going to recycle money, because I'm telling you, you're going to have, I've got friends that put these in, everybody thought they were being really cool, look at my solar panels, come out and look in the backyard, and go, ooh, everybody ogling the solar panels, and then the next thing you know, yeah, you go in the house, and there's a brown spot on the wall, on the ceiling, it's leaking. I'm not laughing at them, but they know it's true, And then it becomes a fight between the insurance company, the solar panel, and all this, because they're in the fine print. It says we can't warranty this against leaking for this reason. Yeah, yeah. So it creates its own ecosystem of people doing stuff. Then here's the other problem. They put in these solar panels that were very inefficient. They couldn't power, I would say, your toaster, but your toaster pulls a lot of amperage. But they couldn't power your bathroom light. I mean, these things are giving you they make you feel good, but they're not cutting your energy bill more than $10 a month. And they got sold on
it. It'll cut your energy bill by a third.
You know, and so people in Phoenix and New Mexico and California, they go, oh, solar energy, I'm being, you know, whatever, and it's going to cut my energy bill. By the time I'm in this house 10 years, the thing will be paying for itself. Oh, man. The people were just selling all kinds of stuff. I mean, it was like, you know, like a water purifier. By the time you drink this water, you'll be so healthy you don't even need insurance. So they sold them all this stuff. Now the solar technology, if you put in solar panels 5 years ago, the technology today is so much better in solar panels that yours are obsolete. And for the record, it's going to continue to get better and better and better. And we're going to start making more progress in battery technologies and things like this, to where whatever you do today, you're going to be kicking yourself. And the entry point for all this stuff, as you guys know, is always more expensive when you first start. You wait another decade, and people are going to be doing this stuff like crazy. They're going to know all the issues. Now, okay, first of all, you got to understand, the way they used to put these in, it used to make your roof leak. Oh, yeah, yeah, I got friends that happened to. Oh, we've got new techniques now. Okay, great. So they're going to put in these super-duper high-efficiency green energy things. And eventually, look, I don't mind. I'd love to have one of these newfangled houses that pay for itself in its electricity bill. Think about what would happen in Arizona. But also, I want you to consider this. How do you really believe the electric companies and all these people want that? I mean, this is government-sponsored, funded stuff. They make money off of selling electricity to you. These municipalities do. They don't want it to necessarily go away. Be careful what you wish for, leftists, because you end up with budget shortfalls. And that's essentially what's happened with California. Governor Jerry Brown made an announcement that they're $2 billion. They've got a budget gap of $2 billion.
That's a far smaller deficit than the $27 billion hole Brown inherited when he took office in 2011.
Yeah, because he got money from the government. And he's taxing his citizens into oblivion. So their rationale is, it used to be a $27 billion gap, now it's a $2 billion gap. Congratulations. I see that's a big change in the gap. The problem is, what did he do? He's taxing people out. Eventually, California is going to be the most pristine state with no residents, because nobody can afford to be there. Businesses are getting hit. I just went through a litany of things that you're going to have to do as a business. You got to put in solar. So let's just take this to its logical conclusion. You force businesses to spend a ton of money converting to energy, to this new solar energy and wind farms and all this other stuff. They have to have 50% of their business, their energy, coming from green energy. So you're going to prop up green energy companies in California. They're going to make a fortune. But it's going to cost other companies a fortune to put it in. Then it's not going to do what it's supposed to do. So they're going to raise the rates because they're no longer focused on business. Just think about that for a second. These people aren't even focusing on business. They're focusing on, what's Jerry Brown going to do that's going to force us to go do something that has nothing to do with our business? That's what he's doing. So then they decide to leave. I can tell you right now, I've got two friends that had businesses in California. I'm talking about decent-sized businesses. They moved. They moved to Texas. So all these guys move their business. The tax base dries up, and Jerry gets a bigger, you know. So, he's robbing Peter to pay Paul. He's shrunk a $27 billion deficit to $2 billion, and it's going to grow. That's the only direction it's going to go. And people, oh, he's innovative. No, he's not. California's not more productive. It's not doing anything more. But Jerry Brown wants to believe that it is because he's doing more in bureaucracy. And that's the problem. Leftists believe in bureaucracy. They believe that by creating more laws that you have to follow, that's creating, look at what we just did. We've mandated this or that. It helps a very selective group of people. The people in the green energy, the windmill guys are going, hey, we're back in business. Woohoo! The solar panel guys are going, let's go, let's move it, guys. By the way, these are going to be Chinese solar panels anyway. But now they all feel good. Let's kumbaya, let's hold hands because we're safe. In the long run, it'll pay off. In the long run, it isn't going to pay off either. Businesses can't continue to absorb this. California's standard of living is so high. I'm talking about even in little towns where you would think you'd get some relief, it's still high to live in California. Prices of houses are through the roof. Go to places like Stockton. Stockton, California is a hellhole for all intents and purposes, but go buy a house there. You go, what? How much for this house? In Tennessee, the average house price in Stockton, California would buy you a mansion in Tennessee. And people wonder, well, you got gangs and you got all kinds of crime in Stockton, California, but to buy a house there, you wouldn't know it. You'd be like, whoa, we're in some tall cotton over here. No, you're not. You're in gang-infested, crime-ridden neighborhoods, and you're paying an outrageous amount of money because of Jerry Brown and his stupid ideas and the people of California who let him get away with it. It's crazy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I will be back in New York. I'm going to be on Outnumbered on July the 30th. Got meetings with executives in Fox for a variety of reasons. And, people are writing to me, Kevin, are you maybe getting a show? Yeah, I could be. I could be getting a TV show. Or am I not? That's up to the Fox folks. Well, technically, it's up to you. Because if you guys are clamoring, we want some Kevin Jackson, then they'll do it. It's really that simple. And I have advantages. There are a lot of talented people, probably, you know, more TV savvy and all that. But the advantage I have over them is I'm a thinker. And I'm willing to speak truth, respecting the Fox brand, but still saying, look, folks, let's start talking about the truth. Here's what I would say to you. And this is kind of the theme of what I would do as a show, is to say, let's indulge the left. Let's indulge illegal immigration for a moment. Let's look at it from their perspective. And then let's spin it back on them. See, that's kind of what I'm looking at it as. These people don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're talking about. They come up with these policies. They put government into things that government should never be in. Common sense rules the day. And I'll give you an example, and I'm going to use Donald Trump in comparison to Uber. See, when I think of drain the swamp, I think of, why is there a swamp to begin with? See, I like when we have change for the right reason. For example, taxis. Why should government have involved itself in car rides? Now, people that have listened to my program for years, you've heard me discuss this a little bit. I want to discuss it now in terms of Donald Trump, and I want to discuss it in terms of a revolution that's occurring right before people's eyes. And you'll see it when we get through with this. But see, I remember in my youth when one of our neighbors, usually it was an old lady. I remember she lived across the street, and there was a younger lady. Her name was Sandra. And occasionally we would take Sandra to the grocery store, but generally she took the bus. Now, this older lady, she would always get a ride. And it was generally one of the 20 somethings. There were a couple of guys who could drive, and I don't remember their ages, but I know the family on the very corner, when you came out of our house on the right, at the very corner of the block, there was a family of about like two brothers or three brothers and four sisters. They were a big family. Girls were pretty, too. I remember that was the first kiss I ever got. A girl tricked me to come into their house, and she kissed me, and I ran out. Yep. Anyway, yeah, I was young. Don't be looking at me like I'm crazy. Nowadays, I'd have kissed her back. But anyway, so he was the guy. But one of the brothers was an albino, and the other brother looked normal. But anyway, those guys would take this older lady to the grocery store. And she would say, let me give you something. You can hear the exchange, you know, like, hey, Miss So-and-so, what you doing? Because she'd be walking up to the bus stop or something. He'd say, I'm getting ready to go to the grocery store, baby. He'd go, I'll give you a ride. She'd say, oh, baby, you do that, I'll give you a couple of dollars. I'll give you some gas money so that you could hear the exchange. It wasn't like a dope deal, but, you know, it was nowadays it is kind of a dope deal because he could probably get written up for it. The government, hey, we want our cut. But that was the way rides were given. And I understand that, you know, it's a horrible way to do it. We have a neighbor, Ms. Verdell. One day she was getting ready to walk up to the bus stop, and I was like, I was headed somewhere. I was like, where are you going, Ms. Verdell? She said, I'm going up to the bus stop, baby. I got to go to the grocery store. I said, I'll take you to the grocery store. Because she was going to go there, wait 10 minutes for the bus, go to the grocery store, wait 30 minutes to catch it coming. I'm like, are you kidding me? Come on, I'll take you to the grocery store. Oh, you don't have to. I know, but I'm taking you. So I took her to the grocery store, picked up a few items myself, and brought her back. And I told her, if you need a ride to the grocery store, let me know. So anyway, back to this. So that's how people did it. That's how ride sharing evolved. Then the government got in the way. And when the government gets in the way of something, the cost goes up. You don't, the service doesn't necessarily improve, but the cost goes up. So now the same nice guy in the neighborhood gets regulated. He must be trained. The car he drives must have a medallion, which can cost upwards of hundreds of thousands of dollars in big cities. And then somebody Ubers the industry. It's like somebody Napstered the music industry when they started allowing downloads. Downloads changed the music industry dramatically and forever. I can tell you this because I was a management consultant to some of the largest entertainment companies in the business, and Napster sent a chill through the industry. And Uber has sent a chill through the transportation industry. And here's an article that a guy wrote. He says, much has been suggested about Uber's multiple self-inflicted wounds during a period of very rapid growth and that are now being fixed. The reporting and commentary have tended to cloud the extent to which the company's innovative approach has transformed urban transportation. Now, I want to stop there for just a second and tell you, you're an old lady going to the grocery store, a dude who needs to make an appointment or whatever. In the old days, if you couldn't find your boy to come take you, you had to ride the bus or you might miss the appointment or a host of other things. But now, imagine Uber back in the 60s, in the 70s, when neighborhoods were, people knew each other, and instead of you having to worry about is a bimbo going to come by and get you, you could just hit an app. And it was going to be cheaper than a cab. And there was a car within 2 or 3 minutes of you that was ready to take you exactly where you want to go. And when you're ready to come back, there's a car ready to take you home. It's practically limo. And if you want to use Uber X, you can get a limo. That's what it's done. It was an amazing thing to do to the transportation industry. Anyway, this guy writes, last week on a trip to London, I was vividly reminded of that next stage of this transformation by a traditional London taxi driver. It's not easy to become a London cabbie. Applicants have to go through 4 years of training to acquire the legendary knowledge of the city's streets, alleys, twists, and turns. They are subject to licensing requirements and a host of regulations. They drive expensive black cabs, which have become icons. And these days, they're heavily outnumbered by lightly regulated competitors who go through little training, drive their own cars, and rely heavily on technology for client pickups, routes, payments, and invoicing. No wonder cabbies have been so upset with Uber, having tried several times and failed to stop the penetration of the ride-hailing company. Yet, judging from what I heard last week from one driver, the anger could be evolving. Now, here's where I read this article and I went, you know what just happened, folks, in politics? Trump Ubered the political industry. He's doing exactly the politics what Uber did to the transportation industry. First, Trump had many, quote, self-inflicted wounds, or so people thought. However, his failings, Trump's humanity, actually endeared him to the people. I'll get back to that in just a little bit. But Trump shares another thing with Uber. As like with the transportation industry, establishment politicians never saw Trump coming. Most didn't take Trump seriously. And I will tell you, the transportation industry never dreamed of an app that was waiting for the right time. And that time was the technology that will allow it to happen, the tech. So this guy goes on, he says, after resisting everything Uber, the cabbie told me that he and his colleagues are shifting to a more constructive response. They're adapting. For example, he's part of a syndicate that now uses an app similar to Uber's to provide riders with an expanded menu to hail and pay taxis, as well as offer them more control and transparency. The sector is a lot more willing and able to accept credit card payments, and it is all a part of an effort to improve customer relations. Now, this guy is saying we're accepting an Uber-like response. For example, Lyft, I think, is the other service. I have Uber on my phone. And it was used in Paris by a woman that I met at the event. She goes, let's see. We were trying to both get back to the hotel, and the bus wasn't ready. And I said, hey, I know you think Uber's working. She said, hey, let's try it. She's a British girl. And she tried it, and Uber was there. Man, it was like boom, 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 done. And we had a great ride with an Albanian guy. And so anyway, we know it works, but what the cabbies are doing in London is they're saying, well, we've got a service now, and we're going to start marketing. So here's my point. Uber sprang up. Then there was Lyft. And then I'm sure there's others. But it's made competition. But not only has it made competition, it's also created jobs. The person who says, hey, I've got to drive from blank to blank. If you want to go, you can grab a ride with me, and it'll be this fee. And while you're on your way to do what you do, you can actually make money. Who wouldn't want to do that? That's smart business. And so I want to come back to Trump here in a second. We're about to run out of time in this segment. But I'm telling you, folks, if you think about what Uber's done, it's taking government out of it, putting the power back into the hands of the people. You'll understand where I'm going with this. Got to take a short break. We'll be back in just a bit.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We're talking about what Trump and Uber have in common. And as a recap, you have somebody who knows nothing about the cab industry, nothing about the transportation industry, a bunch of software developers who said, you know what I've noticed? When I want a ride, I may be in the boonies. I want something there, and I don't necessarily want a cab. I want it from where I'm at, and I want to make sure that I can get there when I need to, relatively around the time. And you know what? I've also noticed that people borrow each other's cars. They offer rides to each other. I'm going to do an app that lets people know who's got a car available when, and we can you can have it. You know what it's doing? These little cars that you can rent, you know, temporarily. It's I would tell you, if I was in that business, I'd be looking very seriously at, do I want to be in that business? Because if you're in the city, you're better off renting a bike than a car. And if you're in the city where cars are available, you're better off probably getting an Uber. It'll be cheaper than you renting this little car and going through all the rigmarole to do it. But, I don't know. We'll see how it evolves. But I can see how Trump and Uber are related, because Uber doesn't – Trump knew nothing about politics. I mean, other than just being a citizen, he knew what he dealt with every day, all the political wrangling he had to deal with, but he wasn't a politician any more than Uber people were. We know transportation. Boy, we're the experts. No, they're not. They're the experts in understanding human nature. That's what Trump is. Anyway, this article goes on. This is an illustration of the multiplicity of ways that Uber transformed and is still transforming. The once dominant world of black cabs, this is in London, the most traditional and sophisticated market segment in global urban transportation. The initial phases of Uber's technology-led disruptive innovation is what they call this. Disruptive innovation. Think of that when you think of Donald Trump. But they say proved particularly powerful because they lowered in a remarkable way the barriers of entry to both the supply of urban transportation services and the demand. Few disruptions influence both sides in such a dramatic and lasting fashion. And again, as I said, these are the parallels that to Trump are uncanny. And as I stated earlier, Uber doesn't know anything about transportation. Most people would call them novices, but they're not novices. They use technology to connect the ideas that they knew people were out there looking for. Trump never held public office. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. Hasn't even revolutionized how government works. What's he doing? He's returning the power to the people. You know what Uber's doing? It has returned the power of the transportation business to the person. Both sides, the people who are driving the cars, have power to make money, to decide who they want to pick up, etc. The people using the service can say, yeah, I'm ready. Come get me. And I want to be gotten on my terms. I don't want to hail you, sticking my fingers out. Hey, will you please pick me up? I don't want to worry about my, are you going to pick me up because of my gender or my race? I've got the Uber app. My credit card is good. Come get me. Take me where I want to go. What an amazing transformation that's occurring, folks. The people who control those expensive medallions, the leftists, the media, Hollywood, and so on, have watched their value go down. I'm talking about the value of the medallions. That was like a monopoly. Guys would go buy those medallions in bulk and then sell them off. I mean, $600,000 to have a medallion that says you're legal to drive a cab. You know what the value of that's going to be in a few years? Zilch. Leftists have been devalued. The media, Hollywood, all of them have watched their value go down under Donald Trump. He's devalued their medallions. The article continues, by allowing massively underused assets, personal vehicles otherwise sitting idle, to double as taxis, Uber significantly increased the provision of the service. And by measuring client satisfaction in a timely and high-frequency manner, it ensured that the bulk of this additional service would be clean, responsive, accountable, efficient, cost-effective, and friendly. What it's saying is that You can get rid of the rough edges of an Uber service by somebody saying, I hated this person. Immediately, Uber gets four or five of those and says, you know what? You're done. They can monitor. They can immediately go, you get the service, you don't. Instantaneously. The revolution on the demand side came from Uber's understanding and use of the power of mobility, big data, artificial intelligence. In doing so, it met the growing digitalization desires of clients, including initially mostly millennials, but increasingly encompassing a larger part of the population, eager to gain direct control over activities that have become ill-served. increasingly distanced, and in some cases alienating. By also making payments and settlement process more efficient and transparent, Uber further improved the experience of riders. How many times have you been in a cab? This happens to me in New York all the time. Get in a cab, guy takes me there, he drops me off. It's a busy street, and you know what we got to do? We got to do the transaction. Mr. Jackson, are you going to pay by credit card? Yeah, yeah, we got the credit card machine here. And we're sitting there for a minute and a half, 2 minutes, while everything's processing. Traffic backed up. Hum, get out of the way, get out of the way. And that's what happens every time I get out of a cab. Uber, the transaction's done. You pick me up. You drop me off here. Doesn't matter what he runs into. Boop. He drops me off. I get out. I get my bags. I'm done. I mean, it's like having a car. It literally is like making me feel like I'm a king because I've got a driver. And by the way, if you want to go Uber X and get a nicer car, it's really not that much more expensive. You can look like you're getting dropped off by, like, you're somebody. So the entire industry of leftism suffers because Trump Ubered politicians. Long-term strategists have been rendered useless, relics of an antiquated political machine, and their tactics are as useless as a trapdoor on a kayak. See, Trump understood all the things that Uber understood. Why let somebody control what you already control? And as the author of the article wrote, The Power of Mobility, Big Data, Artificial Intelligence. Now, as an aside, artificial intelligence makes me chuckle because that's what the Hillary Clinton campaign was fed. But with Trump, the customer got a higher level of satisfaction. See, Trump provides unfiltered information. He doesn't poll test. He knows what he wants. He uses Twitter to go directly to the people. See, Obama, he promised transparency. Obama said, we're going to put everything on the internet. You're going to know what's going on. You will have 5 days of review of bill, 3 days or whatever. He promised all these. Donald Trump is transparent. He's revolutionizing the way we communicate. Okay, Barack Obama says, I'm going to put it all on the internet and you're going to get to read a bill. Trump says, healthcare is going to go away. Obamacare is going away. We're going to replace it. The Senate needs to get off their butt. You don't have to guess what he's talking. He's going after it. He says, hey, we just passed a bill that saved, you know, this many dollars. I just signed an executive order that did such and such. I just did that. He is communicating with you in snippets. And look, I understand all these bills are still getting written they're still the old business as usual way in D.C. Don't fool yourself for a second. Burying things inside of this, everybody trying to take back pork. But let me tell you, when you look at how you can easily see this coming together to where we get simplified bills. Trump is explaining to people what the bill, what's going to happen, why. You know, when he figures out that next little innovation, whatever it is, because it's still evolving, he's still Ubering DC. It's going to be masterful to watch. Here's what's surprising, though, about the Uber thing. Taxis admit that Uber made them better. With the monopoly in place, the taxi industry, the transportation industry, really didn't have any reason to improve. Everybody had their place. There were limo drivers. There were, you know, sedan drivers. There were taxis. And then there were people that had private cars and what have you. Everybody had their place, and it was not disruptive. And Uber comes along and says, why do I have to follow those rules? See, prior to Trump, politics was a monopoly. Two parties switching control periodically to give us the illusion that we had a choice. But see, Trump gave America a real choice, and we've happily taken it. And whether the left will admit it or not, Trump has made them better. The same way Uber's made the transportation industry better, giving power back to both sides. Trump made politics better. And he's making America great again. What can I say? That's going to do it for me today.
He won't won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.